Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Beautiful day, beautiful day. So glad to be with you again today. I want to send greetings to you, and you, letting you know that we love you. We really, really do. And take this today. Lots of love and hugs to you, and you. We appreciate you for being there. Those that are in the UK, we thank God for you for calling in. Those in Australia, we thank God for you calling in. Those in the islands of, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, and all the Caribbean areas today. We want to thank God for you getting in touch with us, letting us know that you enjoyed the program. Continue to do so. Tell your friends about us also. And listen, write us and tell us again how you feel and whatever you want to do, you know, want to say something or call us or something. The address is Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's our mailing address. And you can call in while we're on the air at 347-857-3925. Oh, yes, it'll be a pleasure to talk with you. Tell us what God is doing in your life and just how he's blessing you. I know he's blessing every one of you right now, wherever you are, be it on your job or wherever you are. I know God is blessing you because we are praying for you. And we want you to have a Jesus-filled day. That's what we want you to have today. It's all yours. Thank you for your listening ear today. You know, this is an hour that we want to pray for some people. Bless the Lord. Glory be to God. We're still praying for Bruce Hawkins, who he's holding on. I believe that it's prayers of the righteous that have him holding on. So we are still praying for him, who the doctors have given up, and they're in Jacksonville. Bruce, hold on continually. Reach out and touch the Lord today. Oh, talk to him at this hour right now. In the name of Jesus, we send forth the word of God to you right now there in Jacksonville. We're still praying for the Strong family also, that husband and wife will recover in the name of Jesus from that accident that they had. We are also praying for Sean Smichael also, that had an accident, very bad accident. We also praying for him that he will recover well, and that the Lord will touch him in some way or another, that God will touch him in this hour. Save him. Make him every whit whole in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that it is so today. We are praying for Ashley Ritter also, that God will shake him and wake him for it's too late. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that God touch him. Get a hold of him right now in Jesus' mighty name. We're praying, still praying for Eric Junchi. We're still praying for him also, that God will move in his life and give him a miracle right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying for Annie Wilcox, that God will give her a miracle and touch her soul, touch her spirit right now in her body. In the name of Jesus, make her every whit whole in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, and our good friend Jimmy Howell, we are praying for him right now continually, that God will drive that cancer up from its root. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is able. He can do it. Nothing is too hard for God today. And we are praying for all the pastors out there today, all the pastors, you know, whether we know you or not, those that are on the edge of giving up, we are praying for you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, that God will move in a mighty way. He would take out depression and the stress that you're under and all of that. You're worried and aggravated and things aren't going well and people are talking and all this that is going on in your life, we're praying today that it be extinct, that it will not be anymore from this day forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Accept the word of God today that you are made whole. If it's sickness, it's in your family, your children, or your wife or husband or wherever, well, whoever, in the name of Jesus, we cancel that assignment that was sent in Jesus' name, that you are made every whit whole right now in Jesus' mighty name. If it's a finance, we pray for a financial miracle right now. Just expect the unexpected today, because God can. God can. God can, and he will. He's blessing you right now. You've got to just thank him and worship him. And as we just finished with the beauty of holiness, worship him in the beauty of holiness. That's where you do, in his majesty, in all his royalty, all of his goodness. Worship him today. This is what you need to do. God is waiting for you right now. That's all. He's just waiting for you. Oh, yes, and our friend Pastor Santos, we praying for him if he hear us today somehow. You know, glory to God, we miss him also today. In Jesus' name, we ask the Lord to bless him and his ministry in a mighty way. Because we know that God can. We know that God can. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. He can bless you. He can make a way out of nowhere for you. Oh, don't you believe it today? Do you believe it today that God is calling you, you, and you? Do you know that today? Act like you know it and start thanking him right now. Act like you know it and start praising him for his mighty acts among men. Let me give you a little word today. Maybe this will encourage somebody. Lose yourself in productivity, creativity, and necessary work, and you will brighten, improve, and enhance your own corner of the world. This is your responsibility, your privilege, and your calling. Lose yourself. Now, you ever heard of that? Lose yourself in productivity, creative, and necessary work, and you will brighten, improve, enhance your own corner of the world. This is your responsibility, your privilege, and your calling. Can't nobody do it but you in your world. Wherever you are today, you have something to do. God has made it possible for you to be efficient in this world. You know what? Brighten your corner. You heard that song, Brighten Your Corner, wherever you are. You don't hear these songs anymore, you know, too much. Brighten your corner wherever you are. Use what you got for the glory of God. This is what we want you to do today. You know, can you do that? Huh? You say, but I don't know what I got. Oh, yes, you do. You do know what you got. You just try to ignore the fact that God called you to use those gifts. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Now we're not going to fuss with you today, but we're going to try to bring a little word here for you today. I pray that you enjoyed the one on Wednesday. I pray that you did enjoy that. But if you didn't, well, you may enjoy this one today. Praise God. Now we're going to start with Luke, the second chapter, and round the second chapter and the 49th verse. This is just where we're going to start with, huh? And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Was you not that I must be about my Father's business? You know, when it's time to take care of business, huh? There'll be all type of people trying to stop you. They'll tell you all the reasons why you can't do it. Hmm? All right. But I want to ask you a question. Is the word quit a part of your vocabulary? Is it a part of it? Now, the thing is that there's a chance that the word finish isn't finishing means staying on the job until it's done. You don't think that, do you? You don't stay on the job till it's done, do you? No, you don't. Or it's about your accountability. Or your responsibility, one or the other, and your actions, okay? Now, when you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there and not do nothing, not make no moves. Be a person of action, huh? If you're not, that means you're just sitting still, huh? So if you're sitting still, you can't be an achiever, can you? You can't achieve nothing sitting still there, not making no moves. You don't make no decisions, no choices. You don't. Now, if you're walking around doing all these things and you don't take your responsibility for your actions and you don't pursue nothing either, come on now, you don't pursue no kind of goals, and you don't have a purpose, you don't have a passion, huh? How can you finish anything, huh? If you don't make a start, then you can't get to the finish line. A runner has to at least start at the starting gate, And then he has to pursue it with passion. Run with a passion. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is what you've got to do. Have passion and purpose. This is what you need. And you got to run it with patience too before you can cross the finish line. Is that right? You can run in a race and everybody's not going to win. Is that right? Somebody going to come in first, somebody coming in second, somebody coming in third, and somebody coming in last. Which one of those are you? Huh? Are you going with the mind? See, what we want you to do today is to think on this here. When God had given Jesus something to do, he knew what he had to do, and he knew how to do it. He took responsibility with what God had given him. When he told his earthly parents, when he told them that he must be about his Father's business, he knew that was the starting gate. It was the starting gate for him to start on the thing that God had given him to do. He was responsible for it. Are you responsible for what God has already given you, what he's called you into? You're the only one responsible for it. I'm not. I'm responsible for what God has called me to do. When I started, I've got to go through this race with patience and purpose. Huh? Because I do have a passion for it, so I'm looking to do what? To run in this race very well. Have you made up in your mind you're going to run in the race very well? Are you making up that mind? Or what you say? I won't. I say this here to myself. Can you say it to you? I won't wait for nobody else to take the first step. I'm going to do it myself. Because this is my race. You made it personal, didn't you? This is my race. And it's important for me. Is that right? And if it is to be, it's up to me. If I'm going to finish, it's up to me, isn't it not? Think about it now. It ain't up to your mother, father, sister, brother, husband, wife, children, aunt, uncle, granddaddy, grandmama, grand nothing. It's up to you. You have to make up your mind that you're going to finish the race that you start. And if it's not you, then who? You want the other man to win the race. You in there running, and you want somebody else to win. You don't want to come in first. Everybody have the purpose of winning first. To make the finish line first. But, no, you slow poking around, and you end up making it last. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't have to do that. You do it now. Say, if not now, when? When am I going to start? When am I going to go forth in what God has called me to do? Think about it now. I have had enough excuses. I'm going to take a shot at this. Yes, I am. I don't care what nobody say. Say, you might as well not start because you got two left feet. You know, people tell you all kind of things to discourage you from starting. And you quit before you start. This is what you do because you got discouraged because of what someone said. What I'm saying is close your ears, close your mind to what these people are saying to you and say to yourself, let me take a shot at this. I could win this, and I'm going for all I'm worth. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is what you do because you want to finish the race. Is this what you want to do? You want to finish it. And you ain't going to pass the buck. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you get it today? I'm trying to encourage you to finish in this race that you started. Okay? I'm not going to pass the buck. And you tell somebody, say, tell the neighbor, tell the other runners, say, you can count on me to be your, to be right there by you. We may run neck and neck. Side by side, but you can count on it that I'm going to be there. Because this is my job for this hour, to run this race and finish it well. Do you hear what I'm saying? Tell them that. Talk to that devil and say, devil, I can do it. And that's what I'm going to do. Just do it. I'm not going to look at nobody else, how fast the next man's running or what the next man or woman doing, but I'm just going to do it because this is my job right now. I will overcome. I will be a winner in all of this. Do you hear what I'm saying today? And the most important word you using is I am. Me. This is me. I'm going to win. I'm going to get to the finish line. I'm running with passion right about now, this race. I want to finish what I am doing. This is what I want to do. I made this choice. So I'm going to make it at the finish line and be one of the best ones, Because when Jesus said, I got to be about my Father's business, he was about his Father's business, wasn't it? And this is what, listen what he said. Listen at this here. Now, when Jesus told us this, he said this to us. Now, this is one thing. He said in the ninth chapter of St. John, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. Now, don't try to stop me because I got to do this work that God sent me to do. You can tell the devil the same thing. Every devil that come against you say you need to just give up. You need to quit. You need to quit that church. You ain't got no business there. Well, God put you there, so you got plenty of business there. You're about your father's business because that's where he placed you. And you shouldn't let no devil in hell make you leave or cause you to leave, or you decide that, well, that must be true what they say. They don't even go to church. Now, how you can say that they're telling you the truth? You listen to people that don't go to church. You listen to people that ain't never been in a church. All they know is what they heard, and what they heard was wrong information. And you listen to liars. You listen to unbelievers and doubters. This is what you're listening to. Governing your life, you hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. The devil has taken over, and you listening. Okay, tell me about it. He say, but he got to do what? I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night coming when no man can work. Jesus knew that he had a job to do. And no matter what people said, no matter what they done, no matter how they treated him, glory be to God, he was going to finish his work. And he was going to do what? Finish it strong. You hear what I'm saying? He was going to finish that work. That's what he came to do. Are you trying to do the same thing? Are you going to finish the work that God has given you? Tell me about it. Are you going to do that today? Make up your mind right now. I want you to make up your mind right now that you're going to finish the work that God has given you to do. Yes, you are. You're going to do it. Now, read. Let's go a little further. Let's go on over in John, the 18th chapter. I'm going to go over here now in the 18th chapter and 37th verse. Listen what he said. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. Now, God came, Jesus came that for you. This is what he was born to do. That's where he started at. To do what? That you would hear the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So therefore, this is the only way you're going to come to the Lord. This is the only way you're going to finish the course that he has given to you, that is laid out for you. This is what it's all about right now. Now, you may run around and somebody may tell you no, and all these demons and devils that's in the world today taking over, trying to take over our school system, taking over our court system, taking over the White House, taking over the governor's mansion, taking over everything, the jobs and what we trying to tell us what we ought to think and how we ought to behave, Taking over all this, you rather listen to the enemy, God's enemy, your enemy, the one that's going to destroy you if you allow him to, and you're not going to finish what God has called you to do. You're not even going to start if you allow these things to marinate in your spirit. They're not going to come to fruition. There's nothing going to happen for you if you allow these things to keep going on in your life. Jesus said, for this cause he was born. Okay, what cause was you born? Do you know that cause? Do you know what he had already prepared you for? Have you got a clue? That's all I want to know. Have you got a clue today what he said? Now, Jesus was on the cross. When he was on the cross, he went all the way to the cross, huh, just to finish it. He had to go through hell and high water, so to speak. Are you going through it today? Are you trying to disannul hell and high water in your life? You going through all kind of misery, all kind of problems, all kind of lack, all kind of failures, all kind of unbelievers at your door, knocking there, trying to convince you to quit. Don't allow them to do that today. Tell them to back off. Get under my feet. Stomp them down. Say, get away from me. I will not have any of that. I'm going to finish my course. I'm going to stand fast in the liberty wherewith God has made me free. I'm going to stand on the word of God regardless of whatever happens or who goes and who comes. Huh? Come on now, help me out here, somebody. This is what you do today, is you stand fast today. Stand on the word of the living God today. This is what you do. You don't let these people take you out of your rest. You don't let people cause you not to finish the course that God has given you. He made this plan just for you. Every one of us on this earth has a plan that God has made just for us, huh? And he is dictating the words of life to us right now and how to finish the plan, how to finish the course, how to finish what he has given you, how he has pushed you into the gear that said start. You know, on the car, the car ain't going until he has a gear called start, right? If it don't have one, it ain't going nowhere, you see? But slow this. Even though it may cost your life, we've seen on the news about this couple that they burned because they would not renounce Jesus Christ. Burnt that family up. Just because they wouldn't renounce Jesus Christ. They wanted them to call on their God. But hallelujah, glory to God. I thank God for them being in paradise today. Hallelujah. Would you go through that? Would you be persecuted? Huh? For Jesus Christ, for the word Jesus Christ to keep calling. You coming into that. America is coming into that. This is what they're doing. This is what the enemy is trying to do. Take away our freedom in Jesus Christ. This is what he's doing today. On every hand, are you going to allow him to take it away, or would you die for Christ? He died for you. Listen what he said in the 19th chapter of St. John and round the third, what happened to him. This is what he said. When Jesus therefore, 30th verse, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. He went all the way to the end to finish strong. Do you see what I'm saying? And this is what God is looking for us, to finish our course. We are here today to finish the job that he did and he left for us when he said it's finished. Are we going to be able to say it's finished? Are we? Huh? I hope we are. I pray we are. I'm working on finishing mine. I don't know about you. I'm not quitting. And God knows it get hard sometimes. You get so broke till the bee is out of broke. You're so broke. You see, you get so discouraged by people. You get very discouraged with people. But you don't quit. You can't quit. Can you see Jesus quitting? If he'd have quit, we wouldn't be saved. We wouldn't have salvation. We wouldn't have grace. We wouldn't have none of these good things that God left for us. Do you understand? Because he didn't, he finished his course. He finished it with a passion. Huh? You see why they call it the passion of Christ? Because he had passion. Oh, yes, and purpose. He had these things. He was not a quitter, even when things got hot. When they persecuted, when they took him through and tormented him and all beat him and all night long, they didn't stop. They did everything they thought possible for to him. Can you make it? to say you finished strong, that it be written in the book that you finished strong, you finished the course that he set before you? Can you say that today? Huh? Or are you one that always bellyaching? You always complaining and crying, crying all the time. You don't cry all the time. Stop crying. Sometime you ought to grow up. Huh? Be a mature person that you can stand the test that God put before you. Everything that come against you, you know that you have power over it because God has given you power. When he said in his word, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. It may come about and may seem like it's pain, but it won't get its victory on you. Because God has already sustained you. He's brought you into a place that you will be highly protected. You have protective custody in Jesus Christ. This is what you have today. That's because he intends for you to finish strong. He intends for you to make it through. He intends for you to be an overcomer. He intends for you to be a winner. He intends for you to be victorious. In whatever come forth in your life, he intended for you to be that. He intends for you to get through it. Huh? When he told you, he said, I'm the God that healeth thee. When you come about with pain and suffering, he said, I will heal you. He'd bring you through that pain, did he not? Oh, yes, he said, it ain't gonna last always. Trouble don't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You have a morning time right about now. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? He's the Lord God, mighty and strong. Oh, you have an advocate. You have somebody that's praying for you. You have somebody in your corner. You have somebody that never will leave you nor forsake you. He'll always be there to the end of time when your mom and your daddy leave you. He say he'll be there to take you up. He'll take you up in his arms. Yes, he will. And he'll hold you through every storm that come about in your life. Oh, honey, you can win it. You can win every battle because he made you the battle axe. Oh, in the time of the battle, glory be to God. God wants you to finish strong. This is what he wants you to do. That's why he, when he left, he went up in heaven and he sit on the right hand of the Father. Oh, can you see it? It was already finished. It was finished for you and I. Glory to God that we may be victorious in whatever come about in our life. Oh, hallelujah. We want, today we're going to have Pastor Barnes, Sharon Barnes, coming forth today to speak a word to you all. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that awesome word from Apostle Porter today. Did that word stir you up today? Did it stir you up to let you know that you got to be about your Father business today? Oh, we the Father business. Why? Because Jesus came and he knew that he came for a purpose upon this earth. He had a purpose, just like each and every one of us have a purpose that we were born into. And each purpose is different. Some people go to great turmoil in their life. In their life, some people go to a much pain. Some people go to much sorrow, but they all have a purpose. Just like in St. Luke, the second chapter, verse 49, and he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my for the business. I'll tell you, he was even young in age, but one thing I recognize, he had the spirit of wisdom with him. He was a child that was born that had wisdom beyond his years, and he walked in the spirit of God. And it's time now, I mean, God has been speaking that it's time now for his people to start walking into that realm, that walk in that realm of where the head of the prophet of old, not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. That we have to walk in his likeness. We have to walk and speak like he speaks today. We have to know that we are here for a purpose, and we are here to fulfill the works of God. We are here to fulfill our Father's business. No matter what the title may be today, he called you for a purpose, and he letting you know that there's a time for everything today. There's a time and there's a season for everything, and he lets you know in every season you may go through in your life, it's his purpose. It is his purpose why he's molding you, he's making you into what he wants you to be. So it's time to be zealous now. It's time to have that desire stirred up in you. It's time for us to have the passion for his word, to have the passion for what he to be. Why? Because you're about your Father's business. And now one thing I recognize in the word of God, the prophets of old, when God gave them special instruction, they had the word of God in the inside of them. And the word of God becomes like a burning. Why? Because they had to speak the word of God. They had to speak what the word of God said. When the God speaks to them, they had to relate what God's saying. Why? Because even the book of Jeremiah, he said, when he was going through great sorrow, when he was going through great persecution, when people turned their back on him. But I'm also reminded when it's seems like people turn their back on you. I'm reminded that you serve a mighty and a powerful God. The ones that you feel that has turned their back in you, there is people right there that always listen to what thus said the Lord. Oh, because we're reminded that there were people, even though Jeremiah went through great sorrow, and Jeremiah was put into the pit, and Jeremiah was persecuted, and he was named the false prophet. He was named that they did not want to hear what thus said the Lord. Why? Because they were walking in their reprobate mind. They did not want to see what God's word was saying, but they wanted to see through their own eyes. Their eyes were darkened. They could not comprehend the word of God. They could not understand what he was saying. Just like when Jesus came on the cross, when Jesus came as in flesh, they could not understand what he came about to do. They did not fully understand what he was saying. And it is the same thing that the people of God go through. People don't understand what they're saying. They don't understand the magnitude of the word of God. They don't want to understand. Why? Because they're in this world. They lack the light of God, has not enlightened their mind, so they walk in darkness, and they don't understand when you say, I'm about my Father's business. They're about everything. As we get up in the morning, we go to work, and we punch the time clock, and we do this, and we do that. But I recognize today there's a timing, and there's a time that God wants his people to stand up now and be counted. You hear the word of God from the Apostle Porter said today about people losing their life because of their conviction. They're losing their life because of what they believe. They believe in Jesus dying on the cross. They accepted Jesus in their life. And because they dared to be different, they dared to be about their Father's business, they were persecuted. They were put on fire. How many of us, and that's something for us to think about, can we stand the test? Can we stand the test? If your life is on the line, can we stand up and say, yes, God, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I accept him in my life. Will we take down? Will we take down for a bag of flour? Will we take down for a loaf of bread? Will we take down for some water? When times are changing, will we take down? Or will we stand up and say, for God I live and for God I die? Or will you take down or give up because your child life is on the line? This is time for us start thinking now. Serious time is here now. It's time for us to think. If our mother is being persecuted, if they're gonna lose their life, will we get turn our back on God? Will we turn our back on God for our kids, our loved ones? We got to know today and make up in our mind that for God we live and for God we die. We got to make up in our mind that the word of God is true, that the word of God is life. The word of God can bring you through. The word of God can give you that strength when you're in a situation where fear should come forth. The word of God will come forth in you boldly, and you can stand through the storm, and you can stand through the rain. You can stand through every situation, even the persecution, and know that God can open your eyes and let you see, just like Stephen, when they were throwing the stone at him, and they opened, the heavens were opened up, and God revealed himself to him, and there was when the heavens were open, he was looking into the throne of grace. I gotta believe that, just like the word of God let us know that people have been persecuted before, I gotta believe that the God is right there beside them. He's letting them know it's all right. He's had his outstretched arms around them, letting them know that I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm there for you. Even when you're going through the greatest time, even now, you may go through sickness in your body, but you got to know that God is with you. Ask him to open your eyes that you may see that you have more going for you today than going against you. Ask him to help you today, to look through his eyes today and know that he's right there. He is right there just for you. Oh, come on now. It's time now to stand on the word of God and say, you know what? I will live the way that God wants me to live. And in St. John, the 19th chapter, and on verse 10, he said, and when he's talking about when Jesus was before Pilate, and I like this word of God. He said, then said Pilate unto him, speak it thou not unto me. Knowest thou not that I have the power to crucify thee, and I have the power to release thee? I tell you, see, men believe they got this kind of power, but there's a power that is greater than the power that man thinks they have. And it's called the Jesus power. Oh, because in verse 11 said, Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it was given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee have the greater sin. The thing about it is, he was talking about he had the power. In other words, I'm in authority. I can do this and I can do that. But we forget that the great I am. I am the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the greater power. He is the one that created the universe. He can speak water and to make turn water into wine. He speak the word of God and there was light and there was darkness. He speak and he divided the moon and the stars, and he numbered the harmony, numbered the sun, the sand that is in the sea. He knows how many hairs on your head. He is the one with the great power, and God let him know that. See, you think to God power, but I know the power that was given unto you, it came from above. It came from my Father, which is in heaven. See, when you know who called you, when you know you have a purpose in this world, you stand on the word of God, and you will not take down to what the Sanballat is saying. You will not take down to things that come to discourage you. Why? Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm so happy today that the word of God let us know that Jesus came that to give us life and that more abundantly. So you can shake yourself today and know that you are an overcomer today. You got to encourage yourself. You got to go within yourself and where the kingdom of God is, and you got to find the word to encourage yourself. Because everyone else around you saying the negative stuff, you got to find that light in the way of the darkness. You got to find that light, and Jesus is the light today. And you got to encourage yourself. You got to speak to yourself. You got to know that God is the one that made you, and you are not of yourself today. You got to know he is even right there beside you. He's taking you through. He said, even though you go through the fire, you will
not be burned up today. Even though you may go through this test and that test, he's still right there beside you. He promised he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So it's time now to be about what your Father's business today. Oh, we're coming up to a season now of Thanksgiving and Christmas, and there's so many people going through different situations in their life, but today is your day. Know that God is with you today. Know that you are an overcomer. Know that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. Know that God is a time for everything now. Just like there's winter, there's summer, there's spring. Oh, come on, y'all. And you know the release came different colors. Know that God allows us to go through different changes to mold us and make us into what he wants us to be. If you never have a problem, you still will know God can solve that. But because you have a problem and you know you can't take yourself out of that problem, then you cause you to lean to him today and call upon him and say, Father, I need your help, because he is there just for you. Just like we in the natural, we could call our parents on the phone and we can talk to them. You got your Heavenly Father today. You can talk to him about all your situation, and he understands it all. People may not understand what you're saying, but God understands it all. So today, know that if God could tell Pilate, listen, the power that you have, it was given unto you. You don't have the power, but the great I am has the power. And the word of God let us know that we have power and dominion over all the power of the enemy. So everything has to work out now. Things that you're going through, it has to happen. Why? To bring you closer to Christ, to let you know that he's there just for you. And even the disciples, I tell you something you don't understand. You don't understand why. Because God will give you the understanding. The one that he called for the purpose, he gives you the understanding. Why you're going through this test, why you're going through this trial, why, the why and the why. He'll let you know the why. Why? Because you have a treasure on the inside. There's word, there's diamonds inside of you. There's people that are waiting for that word to come forth so they can go forward and go about their father business. So do you have the zeal today? Do you have that passion or that desire to do what God called you to do? It doesn't matter about your mother or your father. If they forsake you, I'll hear the word today, y'all. If they forsake you, God said he'll be your mama. He'll be your daddy. He'll be your brother. He'll be your sister. As long as you put your hands in his hand today, as long as you continue to look forward. Let know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And know that no matter what great pain you may be going through, know that God is right there for you. Know that he wants you to lay it all before him today. He wants you to release it to him so you can be free today, that you can do what he called you to do. Release the pain. Release the disappointment. Why? Because he's working it out for your good today. Oh, he's working it all out for you so you can do what God called you to do. Remember now, he's revealing the deep things and the secret things. God knows what's in the darkness. He sees all things today, and he revealed all things today. So look up and live today and know that God is with you today. You can go through and know he's right there. Oh, and ask him to open your eyes today that you can even see him right there beside you, leading you and guiding you into all truth. Oh, the children of Israel will have the different things that show them, the moon and the sun and the light that shine through and show them. You got Jesus around you. We're just so busy sometimes with the cares of the world that we miss that the presence of the Lord is around us. We miss that he has his angel around you. to keep you in all your way. Remember that he's right there. He's right there in front of you, just waiting for you to acknowledge his presence today. So rejoice today and know that you are an overcomer today. You are the head and not the tail today. You are above and not beneath. And know that you are loved by him today. So encourage yourself today and live and lift up your head and know that God is on your side. Just continue to hold on to him. Continue to hold on to the word of God, the promises he has given to you. Do not release his promise. Don't release the promise. What God has spoken to you, hold on to that promise. That promise is alive even right now. That promise is being manifested already. Just walk into the light today. Walk into what God has called you to do. Walk in it today. No matter what may fall on the left hand side, on the right hand side, know that he's in front of you. He's leading you and guiding you today into all truth. Oh, come on and bless the Lord today. Know that you are overcomer. Be about your Father's business today. Encourage yourself. It's okay now. Encourage yourself today. Encourage yourself. David had to encourage himself. He had a bunch of people he was leading, but he still had to do what? Encourage himself. Know that with God on your side, you can make it today. Be blessed. Back to the control tower.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, Pastor Sharon, you know you could have gone some more. You didn't even have to quit. I tell you, God is so good. I tell you, that was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon, being about my Father's business. Whose business? My Father's business. Finishing the race that is set before you. What charge was set before you? And in John 4:34, it says, Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And he was talking to his disciples. He was telling them what he was doing for his Father. As we are disciples of him, that's what he expects us to do, to finish our work that God has set before us. Our family members might not understand it. Our friends might not understand it. When you tell them it's about you, about your Father's business, finish what is set before you. Finish what is set before you. Do not give up. Do not give up. God is awesome. He gives you the strength. And as I heard Pastor Sharon say, encourage yourself. You have to encourage yourself. Being around negative people, don't understand your purpose in God. Don't understand nothing about God, but they want to talk about every other thing but God. Every other thing but God. Are you about your Father's business? And so many people, instead of going straight, they turn to the left, they turn to the right. Everywhere but straight where God wants them to be. That's why they leave this earth without finishing their work. Are you going to be one to leave here without finishing your work? We are disciples. Whether it be to preach the gospel, whether it's to evangelize, whether it is speak thus say the Lord, we are here to do the Father's business. We're here to help those that are in the darkness to come into the light. Are we doing that? Are we even doing that for ourselves? We first have to take self-inventory, get ourselves right, so that we can be about our Father's business. So I tell you, about my Father's business. Finish the race that he has set before you. Finish your charge that he has set before you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will give you strength when you're feeling weak. Finish that race. who is in you, the great I am that is inside you. Just like he, when Moses asked, who should I say sent me? And he said, I am that I am. Which means he was already in Moses. I am. So he's speaking. I am about my Father's business. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Share it with a loved one. Share it with a friend. Just write it on a piece of paper and just pass it along. I tell you, just listening to it, you can call in during the broadcast if you need prayer. We'd be happy to pray for you. If you need to testify on what God has done for you, we are also happy to hear each and every testimony on what God is doing for you. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m., and that is hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. So we're going to call in. We're going to pray one for another. We're going to tear the devil kingdom down, take back everything that we allow the enemy to steal from us. We're going to pray for the nation. We're going to pray for our president, our unsaved loved ones. And if you need prayer, we'd be happy to pray for you. You may want healing or need healing in your body. Whatever I said during that time, you might never know. You can get your deliverance. You can get your healing within that time. God is not a respecter of person. He do not care where it is. It could be on the, you can receive your healing, your blessing via phone line, via just someone just praying for you, whether it be in person. But you have to believe. Where is your belief? So let's continue to pray one for another. Also, you can send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. At this time, we are trying to help two elementary schools for the Thanksgiving season that is coming up, and no donation is too small, no donation is too big, and we're asking those that are would like to donate if they can do it before the 21st. The 24th is when we will be distributing the baskets and everything so that they can have a happy Thanksgiving. Let us not just think about us, ourselves, but think about somebody else that is in need. No donation is too small or too large. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can give Sister Diane a call at 407-406-1112. Now remember, that's before November 21st. Till then, be blessed and tune in tomorrow night at 11 p.m.
Cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. stop worrying.
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go.
And I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start happening.
Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.